For 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Good morning and come on in, y'all. Settle down, let's have some fun and talk about your favorite subject. You and your house, your home, your castle, your cabin. Join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. An auto attendant will pick up, and all you do is press 1, and it will put you straight through to the call screener here in the studio, who just happens to be my wife of 43 years, sweet Jennifer, my son Romy of 40 years?
82, so I got one more year before we hit that.
Okay, all right. Romy is here in studio with me as my co-host. We have my baby, darling Miss Sweet Carol Grace Vore, also in the producer's wedge, and our producing engineer, Mr. Gary D. So we're all here for your listening enjoyment and education. And one of the things we wanted to talk about this particular hour, have you ever had the aggravation or the frustration of placing an order for something that was going to get delivered to your home, and you knew it was supposed to be here on Wednesday, and come Friday and Saturday, you think something's wrong, and you do like a track on you execute the tracking mechanism on the delivery service, and you find out, yes, in fact, it was delivered Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. You never saw it. Porch pirates is what they're called, and this isn't random punks in your neighborhood just out to aggravate you.
No, it's not. But I have to just hear. Can you do a pirate imitation for us this morning?
Not very good. Arrgh, you matey.
Oh, that's pretty good. Always have to think about how somebody's going to try to get your stuff. And in this era where everybody's ordering from home and it's being delivered at home, this phenomena of porch pirating has become huge. It was a problem before COVID. I think it's even bigger now, but it's more sophisticated than you might think. It's not maybe just a kid walking around and happens to see a package. There are actually people who pay people to follow the trucks. And they follow the trucks, they wait for the trucks to drive away, they pick up the package, and they deliver it to this person. And it doesn't matter what's in it, they just pay them a flat rate for all these packages, hoping that there's something of value in them.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then, you know?
That's right. So that's how they do it. But and then also you'll find that there are people who dress up in a uniform, so you're not suspicious. You know.
They're getting pretty clever.
They are pretty clever.
But did you see the woman in Houston that got arrested?
I did not.
I don't know. She was porch pirating topless.
No, what? That would draw attention. That would draw attention.
I don't understand that either. there might have been some substance abuse involved in that.
2 million packages a day in America.
Delivered or stolen?
Are stolen.
Holy cow.
2 million a day.
Wow. I wonder what's the percentage? I wonder how many are delivered a day.
Now, that I don't know.
I do know it's bound to hit you. You know, we watch our neighborhood watch app. It's a constant problem. You know,
it's that I have mixed emotions about that app on my phone.
Yeah.
Next door, it tells me every time some law is broken in my neighborhood that I thought that I've lived in for 40 years. I thought it was a pretty safe little place to be, but it never goes a week without 3 or 4 or 5 people logging on saying package is stolen, package is stolen, package is stolen.
Car broke into.
So it's amazing how little you know. We learned that a little bit from a police officer in our neighborhood that started not giving us addresses, but naming the people that we had living immediately surrounding us. It was kind of eye-opening.
It was eye-opening.
A little discouraging, but we're in the same home and we're not moving. And protecting your packages. You know, if you know a delivery driver, we'd love for you to reach out to that person and have them call us, because I'd like to ask them one question. At the place we get our packages delivered, you have two options, driver. You can leave it right exactly in front of the front gate where it's seen by everybody that drives down the street, or you can move two steps to the left and put it behind a wall that nobody can see unless they walk up to the front door. Why do you all leave the packages at the front door visible to everyone when there's such an obvious, convenient place to put it? I'd like a driver to call in now, 1-888-767-4348, and just tell me, is that some kind of corporate protocol, or is it just not paying attention, or is it you're in that big a hurry? I would just love to know the answer.
Well, and that same person who might call us, you know, some of the solutions we're going to offer, take one more step for that driver. Are they willing to do that? So if you leave your little directions in the box on your order, do they really read those? You know, put it here, access this. Some of the things we're going to talk about have codes to them. Are they too busy to actually use them?
It's incredible. One of the things we discovered in researching this topic was something called the bag, the Porch Pirate bag. And this is made on the webpage. It actually says it's made of ballistic polyester.
I don't know
what ballistic polyester is, but interesting concept. Now, this is a big, very visible object that hangs on a front gate or a front door. It's apparently very tough to break into or cut your way into it, and it has a little lock on it. So the delivery person has to be willing to look at the delivery instructions, know the code, or you leave it open, and they drop the package in this bag, zip it closed, and then secure the lock. For $39.
It's a good option for people living in apartment complexes as well, because a lot of those other options, you know, I always had my packages sent to you and Mom's house because, you know, when we lived in the apartment, there's no safe place. The packages are just everywhere. But apparently your guys' house isn't that much safer anyways.
Well, it's hit or miss, I'll tell you. It's called the Porch Pirate Bag. It's a 30-inch by 40-inch PVC reinforced nylon bag that locks to your front door or gate. Then you simply instruct the delivery people to drop your package inside the bag and secure it by using the attached combination lock. Apparently, unfortunately, it's only available at Amazon, but it is available for $34.95. The Porch Pirate Bag is just one of the things we discovered that you might want to know about. And Dwayne is actually a driver deliverer who's on the phone right now. Let's bring him in the conversation and see if he can answer my question. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hi, Rosie. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you out? Are you out there on the road on work today?
We're getting ready to, yes.
All right. Okay, you're calling in. Maybe you heard my rhetorical, hypothetical question posed.
Yes.
Give me an answer.
Well, you can request where you want the package put, in over the fence in your backyard.
He's got the back.
Put it in your garage.
Come back again, Dwayne. We had one little disconnect there.
To do it is have us put it in your garage. There's an app now that we use that we put it actually in your garage. Close your garage door and go on our way, and that way it'll never be stolen.
And y'all will do that?
Yes.
And we do that with your app. You're instantly accessing my operator, or is there an auxiliary piece of equipment I have to have mounted to the garage to do that?
No, we do it through the phone, through our app. You have to give us permission. It opens, it closes your garage. We're on film when we're doing it.
It sounds a lot like the locking technology that's coming for that we're working on. So let's say you it obviously can be used for deliveries, but if you've got an issue where you wake up, you've got a plumbing leak, you're calling a contractor. Well, a lot of service contractors, unless there's one immediately available, they give you time blocks on when they'll be there because they don't know. They may have three jobs that morning and they've got 2 hours for each job. Well, they may get all three jobs done in 2 hours, just depending on
what's there.
What's there. So you don't have to sit there and wait. It's a special lock on your front door. And what it'll do is it will send permission to this serviceman that's only active for a small window when he arrives on your property, that then unlocks the door, allows him to enter, do the work. And then when he leaves, the door locks again. And then you're sent a notification. Here's what's done. Leak's fixed. Do you want to pay digitally or be sent an invoice? Done. And you're gone. It sounds pretty similar to that.
Very good. Well, Dwayne, a driver for Amazon, I can't thank you enough for dialing in. I didn't know we had that app. I love that app. If your garage door is easily available and the delivery person can get there and open the door, set the package inside and close the door, that solves a ton of problems. But if you don't have that access, this porch pirate bag, and I tell you,
or what, a garage.
If I had a driver that would do that on a regular basis, he'd get a nice little Christmas thank you, I'll tell you that. Because I know he's taking a little extra time with every single delivery. So that's a great tip. But the porch pirate bag is one of the things that we discovered for $34.95 that might slow people down. When I talk to people about making their homes the most secure home in the neighborhood, I tell them, give it the physical appearance of being hard to get into. And what's harder to get into? A ballistic PVC vinyl bag or a package just sitting at the front door? So it deters them, if nothing else. It lets them pick your neighbor who might be a simpler picking and running.